Welcome to the Tone Jerks Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Gower, and with me today we got
Kyle McIntyre.
Kyle McIntyre.
What's up?
Kyle.
Shaking, digga, digga, digga. What?
Oh, yeah. Kyle, what's new in your world? What's shaking? What's grooving? What is good?
Oh, I hate it when you ask that, and I don't have anything, actually. God, fucking dick, dude. I've been just working my cunt to the bone all day.
My dad works like a dog every goddamn day. that's been
from Trailer Park Boys. mine.
No, it's been similar.
You're killing me. I've been working my cunt to the bone every goddamn day.
Bubbles.
Like,
I
want to
plant one on you. Now that's a good show.
Yeah, I've been working a shitload.
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, Trailer Park Boys. I haven't watched. I do need to get back into Trailer Park Boys.
That's one you could just jump into.
There's so many
funny.
Yeah, it's true.
The green
bastard.
There's
so many stupid ass characters that, like, you're going through life. You're like, God, this reminds me of fucking Philadelphia Collins. Where's Phil Collins at?
What are you looking my good for?
My eyes up here, Sonny. Mm-hmm. That's a good show.
But yeah, no. You're about to
rest,
say, like,
rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. in peace.
R.I.P. Philadelphia Collins and Mr. Leahy.
Jim Leahy. Yeah. Not to bring the cast down, but you're saying you're, you know, been working, just working stiff over here. Mine is kind of similar, not to, you know, bite on your style, but yeah, you know.
No, you're good.
Been doing some things, but yeah. Been working, but, you know.
I'm doing something.
Sometimes that's how it be like. It do be like adulting. Oh, man, I got to adult. You're 35, bro. You got to fucking work.
I did buy a pedal last time we podcasted.
I think you bought it while we were
recording.
And
it's still not here yet.
I think I took a, you know, through the magic of editing, I took a piss break. In that meantime.
And yeah,
we're back.
You left me to my own devices for too long.
Like, guess what?
And the bipedal.
You're like, I got some money burning a hole in my bank account. I gotta fucking spend it.
Got some news for you. I bought a pedal that sounds like a porn star, so that's cool.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, wait till you get it. But yeah, they've been taking their sweet time sending it out. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and they're not that far away. We're in the South together.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Yeah, it's always like you buy something from, like, because I've been a seller. Sometimes I'm like, why didn't you sell it within 30 or send it within 30 seconds of me buying it?
Yeah,
because we got
shit
to do.
God damn, it should be right. It should materialize on my desk right here.
We got jobs, man. Like, I can't, like, I think you get like 3 days to send it as a seller. And I'm like, business days. I'm like,
dude, he's probably busy.
Well, it's the ones
he's probably selling all this stuff, going through a divorce.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, I'm fucked.
You know, he's getting served papers.
Yeah.
Could be going through, you know, looking through his medical bills or whatever. He's selling off shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where's my pedal at? I'm inconvenienced mildly. Actually, I don't even need this.
The thing is, I forgot I bought it.
Yeah, but I'm aware of it and I'm angry.
No, I mean, the same like first world dumb problems or whatever, which aren't even problems, complaints, gripes or whatever. Are the ones that, like, immediately put, like, a tracking number, but they don't actually take it to the, you know, facility for, like, yes, now you have a tracking number, so you got it shipped within 3 days, because you did it in 30 minutes, but you don't drop it off at the facility for 5 days. So, I guess...
Yeah.
You got me.
I mean... I got free shipping on it, so.
Yeah, so quit your bitching.
It's funny, because I think the listing, it showed, like, price drop, like, $140. So I think he probably posted it, like, MSRP and then put it at the price he wanted.
Yeah.
So it shows, like, wow, what a great steal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still a good price.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's like, I actually didn't pay for shipping. It came out of his pocket, you know? And I'm like, where is it? Yeah. But he did do that thing where it's like, he put the tracking number on the item and then didn't take it to the place right away.
And it's like, dude, if you're going
okay
to the grocery store, just take that with you and stop, like, you know, 10 minutes.
Drop it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny is it took forever. Like, he dropped it in the mail, like, let's see. I created the label, 4 days, waited, and then took it to the we're going to air out the dirty here, all right? March 21st here, he prints the label. 25th, he drops it off. USPS has it in their possession.
That's the exact 4 days.
Okay. Yeah, 4 days. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's already in Dallas. It's in Texas here.
Yeah.
To the next day. It's the 26th today.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sitting at the Texas Logistics Center. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still telling me I'm going to get it Friday.
Yeah.
It's which is the 29th. 3 days in Texas.
Yeah.
It's got a day of sitting at this facility, probably.
Well, you got some guy on a horse. A day of
then moving to some local facility.
Some cowboy on a horse taking it to the next town.
How did it go from Alabama, by the way.
Yeah.
Alabama to Texas, man. 1 day.
Yeah.
Texas, 3 days. It's going to sit here in Texas, 3 days. Cool.
Yeah. I mean.
Thank you.
I do know that from one perspective, somebody listening to that, it's like, Jesus Christ. But I'm like, all right, that is an annoyance sometimes. So you're like, why does this take so long to ship? But also, I'm like, probably at the post office and shipping centers, they're like, we're fucking low staffed here, bro. You want a job?
It was in Mobile, Alabama, March 26th at 6:54 a.m.
Go to Greenbow, Alabama. And then it made it to
Dallas.
Yeah.
The same day,
mm-hmm.
March 26th, 6 p.m. So 12 hours it made it from Mobile to Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm 3 hours away from Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just drive it straight down here.
Yeah. Probably like
free shipping, by the way.
You're like, yeah, we're not heading down that way for 3 days. It's probably what it is.
We ain't going to Cali. Yeah. It's going to take 3 days to make it here. Yeah. It will.
But they'll make it in like 3 hours, but they're like, we're not going down there until this day. So fucking wait.
Yeah. And then I like how it says 9 p.m. on a Friday is when I can expect it by, like, the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bullshit.
Well, I work.
USPS stops delivering at like 5 o'clock.
Well, I work in a store where people are like, well, if my stuff is only like in, you know, Northern California, it's 8 hours away. Why can't they get it here now? I'm like, because they're not fucking coming down here till Tuesday. That's why. Wait,
I tell them you're going up?
You can drive up there if you want. I'm like, Oh no! But I'm like, they're not coming down here till a scheduled date. They don't just like have like, we have Mr. Johnson's one box.
Fuck all to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get the 53-foot trailer and drive it all the way down to San Diego.
Yeah, like, let's go burn a shitload of gas getting it down there.
And then they're like, I guess that makes sense. I'm like, Jesus Christ! I'm like,
you get through that fucking thick skull ears.
Look here, bozo.
You're talking shit to them under your breath.
Look at you, bozo brigade. I made one jabroni joke to myself, and I thought it was hilarious. I had to tell other people, and nobody thought it was as funny as I was, or as I did. I'm like, so there was something like at my work. There was like at least like six or seven like guys who were like, you know, business casual professional young guys. It's like, I'm hip, all dressed almost exactly alike, but it's like they chose to dress that way. Of like, this is how you succeed in the business world. You have light blue, blazer, khaki, type pants, leather shoes, like that are like really like red light leather. And then, you know, they all looked exactly the same, but just different types of guys. And then like a chick who was like the token chick of the group. They met at my store while I'm like, I'm working and moving, you know, truck around in front of the building. And I'm like, this is just, why are they standing right where I'm working? My store happened to be like a meetup spot. And then they're like walking, oh, and like, they're probably like talking about like some business proposal or whatever. And then they're moving on. And it's like, I can almost hear them.
Talk business.
No, I can hear them talking. It's like, hey, do you know the story about this mall? I'm like, oh, that sounds like a loaded question, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? That is crappy small talk.
And I'm some NPC fucking jargon right there.
And then I made a comment to
whoa, bro, watch out. I'm walking here.
Made a comment to a coworker. I'm like, what is this, a bozo convention? And then nobody thought it was funny. And so I repeated it, and damn, it still didn't get anything. I'm like, God damn it. Brian, you're a hack. The fact that I thought, I'm like, oh, it just wasn't the right audience. Let me try this again. And I'm like, hey, what the hell is this? A bozo convention? They waited until they had the whole crew together. I'm like, what is that? The fact that I said it twice and it got nothing, I'm like, yeah, you just, you know, move this furniture, you idiot. I go yell at one of my coworkers, like, or somebody who I manage. Hey, why don't you pick up that trash? I didn't get a laugh.
Mad at him.
Yeah, I still have some
demoted.
I still have some sense of managerial control here. Did you hear about these bozos? God damn it!
Damn, what could have you said that's better? What's the next time? What are you going to say next time it happens?
No, look at these cocksucking pieces of shit. Fuck them, right? And then everybody's like, oh, yeah. Just get vulgar.
Oh, I start
dancing. I'm like, all right, we're going dice clay over here. Hickory dickory duck.
Hey.
They all suck my cock. And everybody's like, yeah. Bringing it back.
At work, it's like the most inappropriate.
It's not even good. Not that bozo convention was great, but I mean, I thought it was, you know, it could have deserved something.
At least
something.
It was clean, you know.
You gotta know the room. You gotta work the
room. Everyone looks at you, side-eyes you.
All you hear is a collective big.
That's pretty good.
Big sigh. Anyway. So, Brian, cut that out.
Anyways, I guess.
any of my
besides
faults.
Me waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law is going to be coming out here for the main event for, I guess if you're into astronomical events, or it's not really stars. It's
speaking of astronomical events, have you heard of that bozo convention? Boom, got him.
Oh, boom, got him. Oh, he gets me every time.
Got him.
There's a, which I'm surprised you didn't hear about this.
Seen this?
There's a, excuse me, folks. You ever hear about this eclipse that's happening? Everyone's going crazy for it. No, there's an eclipse happening. It's supposed to be like a total eclipse out here. Like a solar eclipse? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what it is. Whatever. People are going crazy out here, though. So there's like businesses that are freaking out. The county
well, you
called
say
like
that,
a state of emergency.
Don't get it? It's like what the hell?
Oh,
is
it was.
That
it's fucking apocalypto. Yeah, you know, we sacrificing
like,
but people.
I was like, everybody's going crazy for it. And all I think is like, da 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 da. Hey, da-da-da-da. Everybody's doing the wave collectively as a whole. Whole town.
Yeah, that would be sick though.
And then you
just loudspeakers around the whole town.
There's just one fat dude without a shirt on doing some dance moves, and he's actually cutting the rug. He's like, oh shit. And
everybody's swinging like, his shirt.
He's just sweating beer out.
Shirt over his head, just circle. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, the whole town's going crazy.
So they. Yeah, so the path goes from like. What's it called? San Antonio goes through some smaller towns out here. Goes through, you know, it's going to go over my town, but my county is like declared a state of emergency.
Really?
I'm like, what the hell? Like, that's one way to freak people out. Way to go.
Yeah.
It's like, just because there's going to be a lot of people out here. So, like, traffic's going to be bad. I mean, I don't know what they're, maybe they're trying to get just more resources from the state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
So, like.
Like, not everyone can declare a state of emergency in the path of a fucking, you know, lunar eclipse, so whatever, solar eclipse.
Well, it's like that, like, that movie, was it?
If everyone did it.
Was it 40 nights or whatever? Where there's an eclipse over Alaska, and then that's where the vampires come out? Because it's nighttime the whole time.
Oh, shh.
That's where they only come out to feed. That's why they're doing it, Kyle, you idiot.
Have you ever been... Have you ever heard of the Arctic Circle? And it, isn't it dark up there anyways? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's why you better get those isn't it guns dark, like, ready, man. Get the bandolier and everything ready.
Or is it Finland?
Yeah.
Or is it Sweden? When you it's like dark. Isn't it like the... Maybe it's the opposite.
I don't know. I don't know. But it's dark in some places for like a long time, according to this movie.
Yeah.
And then you got to fight vampires, dude.
Damn.
Unless you want to be one. If you turn into a vampire.
Yeah, I'd probably be one. I'd be like a really lazy one. Like, well, why wouldn't you come out of this?
Yeah. No, you'd be like, oh, shit, I guess I can't go outside.
I don't know. What? You like, talk about they're immortal, but they need to feed. Wait a minute. So are they immortal?
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean they don't die even if they don't feed?
You know? You become a vampire and then you're just trying to defeat them with logic. You're like,
yeah,
I love like, defeating vampires with logic.
Conspiracy, you know, going on conspiracy theories. I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Nosferatu or these other books and these other vampire stories. They're not very realistic.
You become a vampire, but you're just an incel. You're just on forum, 4chan all day.
I've seen Once Bitten with Jim Carrey. It was okay. But Twilight, not that great of a representation.
I've seen Once Bitten, and that chick could get it. That's it. That's your appraisal, and that's my appraisal.
You don't have anything good to add? Jim Carrey, he would get it.
He could get it too. Young Jim Carrey, hello.
Anyway, so with this eclipse going on,
yeah,
my mother-in-law's coming out. She needs a break, and we got, you know, she hasn't come out before, out to,
first time seeing the home.
See us, see Carrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see the kittens, see the babies.
Yeah.
That's really what she's coming out for, you know? She's not coming to see me. No, it's perfect time. It's like, you know, she needs a little break, so should be sweet. I need to clean up my fucking shitty ass room in here.
Doubt she's going to, like, check it
my,
out.
But I'm like, jerk.
But the.
No, but it'd be nice to, like, oh, this is my, you know, she's like, oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
this is this rat's nest of his. but I mean, are you guys like probably full court press of cleaning the house, putting up airs or whatever?
Not yet. I mean, we're gonna wait now the backyard
last day
trying to clean, you know, mow. So like mow today and did more than what I've done before. So like, mowing, but then like things are in the way. It's like, I'll just move that later. I'm like, okay, now I gotta move this block of concrete. I can't just mow around it. Let me just, you know,
yeah,
move shit out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you look at it, there's like, all right, it's mowed here and it's mowed here and it's mowed here, but it's not mowed here. It's not mowed here because I can't get there, you know?
Yeah.
So I did some more like around the backside. That was today. I did like, around the backside of the storage unit over there, because it was just like a fucking jungle, and they're like hidden branches and trees back there. I'm like, I'm just gonna run them over. We'll see how it happens. So it was all right. I probably should see how the blades are. There's some. I didn't go. I saw some thicker ones. All right, we'll just do the twigs, and we'll see how it does after that. But
you have a machete, and you're just like, shoo, shoo.
Yeah.
Clearing the vines.
Day 27 in the jungle. You're just sweating back there. Spiders crawling on you. Snakes.
We're running low on Miller Lights.
Yeah. The search party, if they sent it, they missed us. We're dead. We're goners. Looking for the lost city of No. Anyways.
Just gave up.
Yeah, I just fuck. Yeah, I'm not. I'm stupid. Anyways. I did that in my like work uniform today. I was like, I'm fucking jump on that bitch, just fucking ride around.
Yeah, let
that
the thing's neighbors fun, know.
Actually,
let them know that.
Yeah,
you're working, man.
New fucking. Yeah, there's a new. Yeah, show's boss. There's a new fucking mower in town.
There's a new sheriff right? in town.
Man, that thing. If you go backwards, and I haven't like leaned back yet. I haven't like done like a. So like,
we right,
so you
wheelie.
Pull back on the bars.
Yeah.
That's what I was. I'm like, I probably could, but then I'd probably just fucking fall back, and this thing's gonna follow me. But I was like, I push back and then push forward. I'm like, damn, it's like gripped. It just goes like, you just feel like your neck's gonna snap. But I'm like, I bet if I lean back, I could probably get the front wheels off the ground. But not while the blades are spinning. I'm not do it while the blades are spinning.
Oh yeah.
But one thing I keep doing is I'll you know, you can stop the blades by hitting the button.
Yeah.
Right? And I forget to engage them again. So I'll drive around. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? I'm not fucking cutting anything. I can see like my wheels grooving the pushing down the grass. I'm like, yeah. That's all I'm doing. What the hell?
You're not doing
I did like
shit.
Three passes over yeah. this shit. Lowered the thing. Went over. I'm like, God damn it! What is going on? Anyways, whatever. I started just driving around the rest. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking didn't engage the the blades again.
Yeah,
because it won't let you start it. It won't let you start with the blades going. So basically, there's a seat switch, right? So you have to be seated.
Yeah.
And then start it, and then once it's, you know, I let it warm up a little bit, and then you can engage the blades. Yeah. And if you don't do that, mm-hmm. you can so stupid. Like I've done it multiple times,
just wasting time.
Man, what is going on? Wasting fuel, time. I'm trampling like the grass instead of actually. I'm like flattening it. I'm like, what in the hell is going on?
You're like,
you know, the wheels are probably like this wide each.
It basically like taking a like a rolling pin to your yard.
10 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
God damn. And then I look at the, because like you can look to the side and the belt is just kind of like vibrating. I'm like, son of a bitch. And then turns and I can see it. I'm like,
we're in business.
I've done the last like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone. We're fucking, we're good.
Yeah.
Like smartest man alive. Don't worry. I figured it out. I figured out the problem. What was it? Well, I also caused the problem. So
what was the problem?
I kind of canceled myself out. Me. Yeah. You're looking at him.
Don't worry. I got this.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty sweet though.
Yeah.
I want to get like some accessories for it. I want to get like the hitch for the back so I can drive my freaking, I have like a gorilla cart, which has a spot that you can hook it to. You put a pin through it and hook it to like a trailer.
Okay.
Or like pull it by like with a mower. I'm like, perfect. I got to figure out what I need for that. Cause then I can drag like, you know, soil around or move heavy shit, throw in the back of that and just like, you know, like I'm a little farm. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got my, you know, Carrie does the crops. I'd harvest all the grass.
Yeah.
The shit is like your garden back there. But that's funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, having a mower is pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah.
But.
It's been
clean up the backyard, move some shit around.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I don't remember your yard being that big. But I guess,
yeah, this mower is too big for the yard.
Okay.
So like, it does a really good job though. Mm-hmm. But what I probably should do is slow it down because like I have it like on the fastest setting. So like I'm like, it feels like I'm fucking going. Like, like a NASCAR around a track. Like,
Tokyo like, drifting as you go.
Yeah. Well, dude, I have to be careful or I'll rip up the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Like if I just like do like a freaking You know, like, you know, it's almost like the same, you know, like a speeder in
Star Wars.
Not the snow speeder.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where they like, and they push forward and they just like, basically, that's what it is.
On Endor or whatever.
It's two handles. It doesn't have a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Endor. Yeah. So like, you can push forward and it just goes, it goes.
Yeah.
It goes. Oh, you want all the traction? You know, your neck breaks? Yeah. That's it.
We got you.
We got you covered, bro. But yeah, I'm going like full speed around, you know, like trying to like do like a square. I'm like, and like trying to get like the middle. And you go around until you get, you know, you're like a maze, you're into the center of the maze.
In your head.
But I'm like, man,
it's just like Return of the Jedi. Yeah. You're going in between trees and shit.
You're like, yeah, to dodge fucking branches. And I'm like, I thought I cut this one back, but apparently I didn't think about me hitting my face.
But really,
on this thing,
really, you're just going like,
but not going that fast.
In Kyle vision, it's
Endor. That's scary, actually. Whoa, yeah, damn. Anyway, so prepping that, and yeah, I gotta do some shit around the house here. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, I can't just throw my shoes where I want.
Yeah.
You know, done with the day, drop your pants wherever you want. put on your basketball shirt. You know what I'm talking about.
Drop trial.
Take a hot dump wherever you want. You gotta use the toilet. God damn.
Although, yeah, no.
Anyways.
I do put my shoes away. I have a specific spot where I put my shoes, and then I put my pants. I fold them up and put them away, because normally it's jeans that I'm going to wear the next day. So I get what you're saying, but I'm like, no, I usually put stuff away.
Well, I have a spot for my shoes.
I just don't.
But these are the shoes I wore today. Mm-hmm. Those are the shoes I don't wear ever. So those sit on the shoe rack.
Yeah. So I can take up space. You know?
I think I have like Converse and stuff like waiting to be like, wear me. I'm ready. Put me in, coach, you know?
I'm ready.
But I'm like, I haven't worn, I think, my Converse out here.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
I feel like you might put them on and they're just going to fall apart.
What, like a fucking jungle or something?
Well, it's just been so long. I told you about, like, I had those Vans I didn't wear for years. Wore them for, like,
jungle rot on my fucking shoes?
No, just the glue, just like,
sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just gave up the ghost, like, expiration date. Just like, oh.
They're like, yep, it's time. We're done.
Well, that's kind of my what's new, I guess, prepping for that. And this town's kind of going, probably going to be crazy. So I'm going to, we're already like kind of loading up on just stuff that we don't have to go to the store.
Yeah.
Cause it's been before where they have like a, I don't know. You know how it is. Been recently when there's a scare.
Oh yeah.
People go, oh my God, toilet paper. Oh yeah. It happens here too. So I need like gasoline. Just get some gas.
Mm-hmm.
One for my mower. And two, because I have cars that need it. And if there's a power outage or something, or I don't know. Just prepping.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple of gas containers. I got a new one. So load them up. And then I have a generator, you know, so, you know, just in case. Just shit like that. So, anyways, I'm not trying to sound like a crazy prepper, but, you know, we're ready for it. Fucking ready, dude.
You're like, come and take it.
I'm fucking ready for it, dude. Anyways, that's my what's new. What do you got?
I got...
You have a shitload, don't you?
Same thing as you. I got almost nothing. I've done jack shit, just basically working, different work schedule this past week to cover shifts and, you know, fun, talk about work, fun stuff. But not really. But I did buy more crap for my EDC. So I'm getting that going. So did buy one of these bad boys. So the, was it Victor Ionics? Swiss Army Knife, the Tinker. I really, this was one that I saw. I'm like, okay. Christian Avila posted about it in the group. He's like, oh, talking about the EDC.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, that's not, I mean, I've seen Swiss Army Knives or whatever, and people like always knock them or whatever. Cause they're like, what about getting a fucking giant knife or what? I'm like, well, I'm not trying to chop down trees or whatever. And then he posted like, oh
yeah. A neutral army would make a neutral army would make a knife like that.
And then, but he said like, oh, this
is a company name.
He said it's the MacGyver knife. And I'm like, oh shit. That's all you needed to say. Say less. And I saw they made it in black, and I'm like, it's like under $20. It's like $15, something like that. I'm like, yeah, I got it, and it's not too big. And I mean, viewers can kind of see. I even have small hands, and it's, you know, small in my hand. And I used it twice today. I've used it, a couple times already. I'm like, oh, I needed to cut something at work. I didn't have a box cutter, so I did that. Open packages with it. I'm like, oh, this is all right. It's kind of handy to have something like that on you. Not that I need to have, you know.
I keep that thing on me. It's just a fucking tiny ass, like inch blade.
Well, not that I'm trying to like defend myself or whatever, but it's like, oh, that's kind of handy. I might get another knife, but I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. And I'm like, oh, these really dumb. I didn't need to get into this hobby or whatever, thinking of EDC, but I like the idea of having, which I still don't have a backpack. I want to get a backpack for this stuff. I got a little power brick for charging stuff. So it's pretty small.
Nice.
But from Anker. So it's pretty powerful that it's got USB-C and then USB was it B or 3 or whatever it is?
Getting future-proof stuff because everything's moving over to that shit now.
Mm-hmm. And I could charge my laptop with this little guy, and it's like really tiny.
Nice.
Little wall wart kind of deal. And I'm like, well, because that was on sale. And I'm like, oh, you know what also was on sale? It's like a pretty giant power brick as well. Because I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, I guess I have one of those for my Switch that I can carry. But what if I have one in just a backpack and I'm not bringing games or whatever? Or I can just leave this, whatever, in my truck. And it's the size of my phone. So it's like, yeah, it's nice. Big. But
so it's like you're carrying around two phones now.
Kind of. But carry that. I just got to get a backpack. To me, I'm like, all this stuff is going to make more sense in a backpack. But I'm like, oh, for charging camera batteries, camera itself, charging, you know, phone deal. Because, like, that's always... I'm making all the shit up that I need to have it. I don't. Because like I had mentioned, I got my pen that I carry around, and I started doing it at work and just being my, you know, main pen, which is my space pen, the brass one. And
dude, you need to get a Buck 110. That's what it is.
What's that?
The Buck Knife 110. That's the brass in the wood in a leather fucking case. That's your brand.
Well, I'm getting all this fucking cool EDC shit, and I'm using it. Pen, obviously, I have to use that at work.
Yeah.
But, and then I think I mentioned it, or maybe I just talked about it before. Like, I got this, like, little tool here, which is, like, a scraper, pry bar, bottle opener deal, and it has different, like, hex tools or whatever. I've used this at work, too. I'm like, oh, just having it on my little carabiner here. I'm like, this is more and more shit that I'm, like, carrying around. And then, you know, it's just like...
Let's ruin the audio cast here. This, I've showed it to you before, but this is the 110. Look at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in a leather case.
Yeah.
This is you, dude.
I know, get that
it's
brass.
It's not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, the brass. You get one that has the finger grooves on it.
Yeah.
So if you want to stab someone, something.
Get really good perfect. Stabbing technique.
No. Classic knife. You can find them everywhere. If you bought one that was used, I bet you go to any pawn shop. I mean, they're anywhere. They may have them up here too. But I wonder how sharp the blades are. So,
yeah, $65. Anyways, it's not too bad. But I'm like,
that's not bad.
But yeah,
I think they're still, US made.
Got a knife on here?
Yeah, dude. Oh, I'm so. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. And then I guess
I think you'd want, you could have more than one knife, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
Like
screwdriver. Legal. Hello.
Yeah.
It's good enough for MacGyver. It's good enough for me. All right.
Yeah. Well, that one's like pushing, like that size pushes like the, oh, this is a useful knife.
Yeah.
That one is like, this is barely.
I can use it to cut is, like threads on a t-shirt or like open box. That's about it. Or cut it like a seal of, yeah. Of a truck. That's plastic.
Yeah. Anything bigger, you know, you're good luck.
You're a size queen.
No. Yeah, of course. No, I'd say look into those. Those are, that fits your.
Not too bad. This is kind of more like a multi-tool. And looking at the Leatherman
you
stuff.
You can put
too.
That on your, mm-hmm. put that on your belt, dude.
Yeah.
Put that little leather pouch on your belt. You would look so cool.
And then I got a knife, or not a knife, but a comb. Oh, how about that? Always keeping that in my pocket. How about that? You know, handmade Kent comb. Hello. I'm just carrying EDC shit, and then I've talked about it. It's like my pants are falling down because I'm carrying so much crap.
Dude, my pants are. I've had to adjust my belt like a bunch, and then like I do it too tight, and I'm like, oh
yeah,
sit down.
But I mean,
or
I
like I'm driving, I'm like, man, why is my belt hurt? My butt belt line.
Well, because I don't have a belt that has like holes.
I'm fat.
Holes in it. I have like, you know, the grip six belt, I think it is. I've talked about it where it's like, oh, adjustable belt. Oh,
so
like,
it is grippy.
Yeah, but it's not gripping enough because grip. I think it's letting go. Or the thing is, I have no ass. I'm all tits.
Oh, yeah.
But no ass.
Yeah. I'm top heavy. Yeah.
I'm all mitts, but no mass.
All mitts.
I don't have a thick thighs that save lives. So like,
yeah, they're not saving no lives.
Yeah, I have Hank Hill ass. So when I start putting more shit in my pockets, I'm like, oh god damn, I'm pulling my pants up all the time. Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, like I got nothing holding them up too, so I gotta like crank that shit.
Yeah.
So like today I was walking around with like a drill, like a drill with the hook on it. I had it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And it like slipped, like one side slipped below where, you know, I'm like, oh, god damn it. I'm about to lose these bastards.
Yeah.
In this assisted living facility. I'm like, I'm sure worse has happened here, but I don't want to be. I'm like, I'm working, man.
Yeah.
Almost lost them.
I'd like to think, and this is just in my head, and I tell myself this. Because I wear a black shirt, I wear black pants, I have a black belt, and I have black boxer, or like boxer briefs. People can't tell if it goes past a certain point, but I'm pretty sure they can.
Yeah, they'll be able to find out. They'll
be like,
they'll see it.
Yeah, no, his ass is hanging out. Because I'll be carrying a box, and I'm like walking to like maybe somebody's car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like past my ass. My pants, and I pull them up, and then I'm sure they're like, and I'm like, they can't tell it's all black. I'm so smart, and they're probably like, good god, man.
Yeah,
it was like one time, like it was years ago when I was a much better shape man, but I still had the Hank Hill ass. So I was a slimmer guy, better looking guy, I would say, younger. And then, but I'd still like, you know, sometimes it would like my pants would sag and I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, nobody notices. But I happened to wear like the worst combo of colors. So I wore like dark gray jeans, red boxer briefs, and then a white t-shirt.
Oh, no.
And then my girlfriend at the time.
God damn it.
My girlfriend at the time happened to take a picture of me. She's like, I need photographic evidence. She's like, you gotta pull up your pants. You gotta notice that. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, look at this. I'm like, wow, that's really noticeable. That's a bad look.
Were they red like Calvin Klein red from
exactly. Actually,
Back to the Future?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Why do you keep calling me that? Calvin.
It's written all over
you. She starts calling you Calvin.
But she was like, it got to a point where it's like she had to have photographic evidence. But, oh, you're right. She's like, I mean, like, she's like, it's, you know, I still like you, but can you pull your pants up? I'm like, fuck, okay, you're right. You shamed me into doing it. I get it. I thought I was fine. Nobody
you got me.
It's like, I thought nobody would saw anything. She's like, no, you're really wrong. But
yeah.
Anyways,
you're dead wrong.
Working on this EDC, man. I'm like, what a
yeah.
I stop
bring. We bring up every fucking episode.
No, it's great.
You're killing me.
I also mentioned I got a notepad.
I don't know.
I keep this in my front pocket.
You got one last time.
Well, I got another, which I haven't used that one. So I bought another one. So I have this notepad. So check
it
out.
Same color?
No, check it out. Oh, yes. So yeah. I got my Ridge wallet that, you know, some, you know, gracious, good looking gentleman bought me for Christmas. Mr. Kyle McIntyre. I've had this for a while.
The guy's missing. Put his face on a fucking milk carton.
Yeah. So I got Ridge wallet, and then I got, you know, a couple bills on the back here. It's $22. Big spender. But yeah, if you see this on the video, folks, I think we talked about it, but hey, we're going to hit him again. What's this? A little notepad.
Oh, shit.
Pull that out. Oh, you can write some, you know, notes down, which I haven't used it yet. But could you imagine what that would sound like?
Yeah. Oh, damn.
If you ever need to write something down. Imagine
the words or pictures you could draw on that thing.
Yeah. And then you have it just in.
Imagine the crayon art you'd have in there.
The money clip on your wallet if you have a minimal wallet, like the Ridge wallet. Promo code garbage. Promo code Tim Dillon. Promo code Matt and Shane. We don't have any promo codes. But yeah, anyways, so I have a little notepad in my wallet here in case you need it, which I haven't used it yet, but I decided to buy a bigger one because, you know, I keep that in my backpack.
Duh.
Because
keep that shit on me.
Now, this is just like, this is why I don't have money, because I spend it on dumb shit. So instead of spending it on guitar and gear and pedals and shit like that, I'm like, what if you could use something? Yeah. That you haven't and won't. And then Kyle, you're like,
I'm back on the
my bullshit.
Back on the Humvee train. I'm gonna save up for putting a bid down on a Humvee.
Yeah, because what if you need to use it?
Pretty sweet.
I'm buying notepads, and you're gonna
buy my EDC,
and you're gonna buy a car. And to me, I'm like, Kyle, I'm all there for you. I'm right behind you. All right,
yeah,
so
dude, I'd love, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, I you know, took my what's new, which was nothing, and spread it.
Yeah, I made it into
20 minutes.
That's what I did, dude.
Hell yeah, we got the gift of talking about bullshit for nothing.
Yeah, we did it, man.
We done did it, and we have another topic that is nothing. Let's go.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Yeah,
so
Dad.
Good. We're so good.
Too much good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I, you know, this is kind of a ripoff topic. We ripped off 60 Cycle a couple episodes ago. So, I've been listening to.
So why stop now?
Yeah. Rip off another podcast. So I've been listening to a new podcast this past end of the last year here. Are You Garbage with H. Foley and Kevin James Ryan. They're pretty funny guys. H. Foley.
Kevin James? Like Paul Blart?
No.
Kevin James?
Kevin James Ryan.
KJ. Oh, there's more than one person named Kevin James?
Yeah, KJ. Damn. Kippy. So their podcast really funny. So they essentially, it's like, a lot of like questions that they ask like different comedians and stuff like that. And it got me thinking of like, you know, my own like type of questions of like, are you, you know, garbage? Are you trash? You grow up to be like, you know, a classy person or not or whatever. And then so I'm like, Kyle and I were trying to figure out a topic for today. And I just started hitting him with all my are you garbage questions. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll add them to like their Facebook group or
bam,
whatever.
Bam, boom.
And Kyle's like, let's just do those.
Hit me with them.
And I'm like, these are in the style of like,
that sounds easy.
I'll listen to the episode. I'm like, oh, I got my own. And I start making a note section. So this is like the, are you a jerk question? The section here. I don't know. But I'm just ripping off that show. It's a, you know, fun show, but, so we're doing our own thing with my own style questions that I'm not going to submit to them because I'm going to use them for our podcast. Welcome. I pay for their Patreon.
You can submit it after, but...
Yeah, they can have sloppy seconds. But...
We're used to it.
So, some of these are, like, you know, I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure these have been asked before, but fuck them. Here we go. Have you ever drink a beer in the shower? You got a shower beer.
Yes.
I have done that too.
Yeah.
Like legit, pretty, like.
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
I've done it with like IPAs, like heavy IPAs.
Oh, no. More,
light.
Yeah. More lager style.
Doing.
Yeah. Light beer where you just like. Doing some yard work or just overheating, you're like, oh, fucking get in the shower, fucking have a beer.
A good one that is always like,
just have it.
Like, actually, like, I don't know, kind of refreshing. And when you like drink it, but when you think about it, you're like, ugh, it's a Bud Light Lime. It's like, yeah, it's like,
I love those.
Screaming cold Bud Light Lime. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Sometimes I'm like, damn. This is like,
hold on,
like a Sprite.
Go jump in the shower. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's like a fucking Sprite
mm-hmm.
with shitty beer behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But of the big three, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light is always
Miller. Yeah.
The winner.
Even of the heavies.
Oh, I yeah. mean,
come on.
Oof. Yeah.
It wins both those categories.
High Life. So good.
High Life is so fucking good.
So good.
I mean, I think people talk shit about it because it's in the shitty beer category.
No, Coors.
They don't know.
Yeah. I would go, would you go PBR shit. Or, yeah, PBR or High Life? High Life all day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Coors.
No contest.
Banquet. And. That's still falls number three. I'd rather have a Budweiser, Bud Heavy before that.
Coors, I think, is big in the South because of the whole, was it Smokey and the Bandit thing?
Mm-hmm.
And because it was hard to get. So it's like, oh, shit, I'm fucking, you know, I'm dope if I can have some fucking, if I have something that no one else has.
Yeah.
You know,
do you ever drink MGD?
No. No, that's one I haven't. I might have had it a couple times.
That was totally like dad adult thing when we in the 90s when we were kids. Like, always MGD everywhere. I'm like, I'm like, I don't know why that label and everything was ingrained in my head. But it's always was like
because it was MGD 64. Wait, wasn't that another one?
No,
there's Miller Genuine Draft,
and then it was
right. That's the one.
Yeah,
MGD was not. It's not a. I don't think it was a light beer.
No, it was just a
right. It was just
their branding. I didn't
get. Actually, I don't think I've ever.
I never had it because I'm like
I don't think I've actually ever had. Never had an MGD. I've had an MGD 64, and that is trash.
That sucks. Because
that is not good.
You can't drink enough of those to get drunk.
Yeah.
You get
I remember
hydrated.
Was it we were playing a show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were playing a show in Vegas, and you were on your low carb shit, and so you brought MGD 64s.
Yeah,
you're like, oh fucking 64. Calories
and then it was low
whatever,
carb too.
Whatever it is
yeah
yeah and And I'm like, what the fuck are we drinking? This like, is like flavored water. Barely.
This is beer flavored water.
Yeah, it just was not. And I know people would say that about other light beers, right? Yeah. No, but seriously.
Yeah.
This is the LaCroix, I would say, of beer.
Yeah.
It was canned or bottled in the same room as an actual Miller High Life or Light.
Yeah.
You know? And the little bit of essence, the spray
of light beer is
got in.
Water.
Yeah. Of light, already super light beer got in there.
Yeah. But
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I will never try that shit again. But I do want to try MGD. Just to be like, you know, like, because to me, I'm like, okay, there was always the delineation of like Bud Light to Budweiser, King of Beers. You're right.
Yeah.
That was it. It's like, that's the, you know, version of like, you know, here's PlayStation 4 to PlayStation 5 kind of deal. It's like PlayStation 4 is still pretty cool, but PlayStation 5, I'm like, oh, that's a little bit better. But, well, whatever. That's wrong, you know, analogy there. But you kind of get what I'm saying. And it's like, whereas it went from Miller Lite to High Life or Genuine Draft, I don't know. But the thing is, I guess I got to drink a 40 of each and figure it out.
Yeah. We still need to do Edward 40 Hands on the show.
Yeah, we should.
You know?
So.
Maybe in person.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you come out, we'll do that's going to be rough.
Well, the thing is, I'll be staying at your place. Where's the last time you had to drive back your mother-in-law's place? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're not trying to get too fucked up here. But yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah,
we should be guys in our late 30s trying Edward 40 Hands. Well, we have your wife scroll through Netflix.
Yeah.
And that show sucks. I bet I've never seen it, but I bet it sucks. Let's watch Shane.
That one just, look at the thumbnail on that one. Look how stupid that one looks.
I like Shane. You like Shane? Let's play his special again.
Yeah. It's like the first day of school. I like Shane.
He's cool.
You like Shane? Sweet. Which is funny because we can be friends.
More and more people have been, you know, saying, oh, Shane Gillis, he's hilarious. He's like, you know, he's a great comedian. I went to go.
Yeah.
My friend who went saw him. I'm like, and they mentioned like, oh, so-and-so who like I knew, like she's now in Chicago. It's like, oh, she just went to go see Shane. She loved him. I'm like, what? Like, she's definitely not a person that I thought would like Shane Gillis. I'm like, maybe she likes him from, like, you know, but I'm like, he's not a Matt and Shane fan. But I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's fine. You know,
who cares,
you know,
who likes him?
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Like, everybody should like him. And it's like, oh, yeah, no, it's like, I thought it was his SNL stand-up was hilarious, or, you know, stand-up bit was hilarious when he said, like, oh, yeah, no, I got fired from the show, but, yeah, don't look it up. Because they all knew, everybody knew what he got fired for, and people were like, yeah, that was kind of silly that we fired that guy for that. Anyways. But, anyways. So, these are, here's maybe a quick topic fire around here. So, things that you thought were fancy or rich when you were growing up. So, what about a TV in the car? Like, obviously, you need a TV in the car.
Yeah.
The small, like, CRT TV in, like, a van or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought was like, oh, and like, fuck. Yeah.
This could be VHS and your CRT, VHS, whatever, a Panasonic, whatever. You're like, oh, damn.
Like,
and everyone had headphones or something.
Oh, yeah. It was like, fucking damn. Nuts. I was like, it was Train. His mom had a conversion van and picked us up once. I'm like, this is the fucking coolest shit ever. And then he had like, which I was like, it blew my mind that there was like a, like, I don't know, a tote of like toys. I'm like, there's toys in the car? Like Street Sharks? What the fuck? We gotta just fucking play Street Sharks while the fucking TV's going? I'm like,
that motherfucker was so spoiled. God damn.
Him and his brothers were like going nuts. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. This is the coolest shit ever. To where, like, we drove in a, and we had the bench seat of a Caprice, and then with police radio. There was nothing else in my dad's car.
Yeah, your dad with the police radio.
There's nothing else.
Well, he's a firefighter, remember?
Yeah. That's the only thing he had in the...
Firefighter leaving the scene.
I think there was an 8-track in there, but he didn't have an 8-track. So it was the only thing he had installed there was a police radio. And so that's what we listened to. I'm like, this sucks.
God damn. Yeah. 10-4, good buddy. I'm gonna need you 10.99 down to the 420. Like, wow.
And he would we'd drive around. He has the three knuckleheads in the back. He'd do a quick turn and like, like all our heads clugged together.
Well, we've talked coconut sounds. I guess we've talked about it before, but like if someone had like Lunchables or whatever, we've talked about that. Like at lunch.
Yeah.
All right. They show up with Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, damn, that's awesome. My parents forgot to give me money this morning. That's cool for lunch. Wow. You get to eat something? Don't worry. I'll make up for it later.
Yeah.
Or when I get home.
Or there's the hot dog on the non-hot dog bun. Either it's with wheat bread or
a brioche roll or something,
or sliced in half, cut up on a hamburger bun. That would be lunch, but it's cold.
Yeah,
it's a cold like hot dog. I'm like, yeah, this is lunch. That would be one.
Let's see. I guess, kids that had, I guess kids that went to Disneyland all the time, or they pull out of school to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell you about it when they got back. It's like, oh, you were sick on Monday or whatever. Oh, no, I was at Disneyland. I'm like, that's cool.
The fact that your parents would also say, like, oh, he's out sick. I'm like, what the fuck? My parents, you had to, like, plead your case to be like, I threw up and shit myself today. I can't go into school today. And they're like,
I threw up and shit the only pants that were clean today. The only pair of pants I own.
Oh, man. Exactly. I'm like, the thing is, I didn't go to Disneyland until I was I was 20, 21. I took my girlfriend there. I'm like,
well, that's why you don't like it, dude. You weren't forced to love it by your parents and cry the first, second, third time you went. You know, you don't know what it's like, dude. I always think it's funny when people take like babies to like events or whatever. I'm like, they're not gonna remember this. Yeah, this is for you.
Yeah, this is
right. I mean, I get it.
My family and my sister's mom and aunt, grandma, they're all Disney people. I can't get into it, man. I can't do it. I'm like, this sucks. I hate this.
Yeah.
I've gone before and I'm like trying to just suck it up. And of course you do it I'm not going to do it in front of the kids. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. We're having fun, aren't we? But in my head, I'm like, I want to get wasted. When can we get more beer?
When can I get wasted?
I can't have enough alcohol when I'm there. I'm like, oh, I got to get fucked up. Cause this.
No, yeah. I'm not like that, I guess, but.
Well, I mean, I'm a bad person.
See, I did go. The last time I went, it was actually fun because I went with my wife and we, you know, I mean, she might not have had fun because the way I planned things out, we're doing this,
grabbing her by the
not
wrist,
sitting in a fucking line, you know, I hate fucking lines. No. So, you know, I think it was fine. It was good. She might say otherwise, but, Yeah, maybe you should ask her. No, but, I don't really fit on rides anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was like, you know, the car shows up and you like, you have like 3 seconds to find out if you fit in this thing. You sit in it. You're like, oh, Jesus. And then they go, and then they, like, oh, I guess this is it. This is how I die. You know, this is it. This is how it's going to be. And it wasn't so bad. Your knees are fucked up by the end of the day.
Your eyes pop
pounding
out.
Pounding into fucking steel.
Yeah. As they click it down.
Yeah. Like in Total Recall. Yeah,
exactly.
No, so like your knees, my knees always fucked up at the end of the day because they're into some steel bar or into like a fiberglass thing because of the ride contraption. So I don't, you know, people talk about, oh, we're going to fucking Six Flags. I'm like, cool. Have fun.
Yeah.
You know, my brother was like, we're going to Six Flags. I'm like, you sure you're going to fit in those things, big boy? He's like, oh, shit.
You have to get it, dude. Not even
think about it.
But also you're like.
He's like, we're already here. I'm like.
See if they have
what
is that? See if they have a seatbelt extender. Like on a plane.
I brought my own. Yeah. He goes, sir, you have to buy the sheet next year. It's just a freaking the coaster, roller coaster.
One roller coaster cart.
You have to buy two tickets.
For your brother.
You have to buy two tickets to get in.
It's double the fun. No, what the fuck?
Not 2 tons of fun when you hang out with me. No, I'm just saying, because we're kind of built the same way. I'm like,
yeah.
You're going to have fun doing that? You sure? All right.
We're bigger fellas. Totally
have fun.
Okay.
Have fun.
Another what thing else? That I thought was like immediately fancy is giant Subway subs. Just because I would that in a movie. Or there was one like Subway that I would go to in PB when we were younger, and I would see the giant party sub. It's like, 6 foot? And I'm like, oh, man. Fuck. Could you imagine having that? How much is that? It's too much. And I'm like, man, I want that for my birthday. The whole sub.
You don't. Your dad, like, you don't have enough friends for that.
I'm like, I want that. Cut that in half. That's mine. And the rest gets divvied up against the squad. I eat 3 feet of sandwich. I was a fat kid, and I'm just like, yes. What's majestic party sub? That is,
I guess. Was it? Sorry, you're talking about food now, but which we were the whole time, really. But going to Pizza Hut was one that was like.
The
that's normal for some kids.
Yeah,
we like got Costco pizza, which you know what? I'm not knocking it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely good, but it's like Pizza Hut was a different experience. They had games there, you know. They had arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just saying. Costco, you gotta do the gambit. You gotta run. You grab a. Is it gambit? You gotta run the gambit.
Yeah, not gambit.
Or is it gambit?
I said gambit once and somebody flamed my ass.
Yeah, run the gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, someone called your ass out.
Because you're stupid.
Because you're dumb and your doctor thinks you're fat. You just fucking go through all. And your ex-girlfriends hate your guts. You just keep going like, Jesus Christ, slow down.
And you sleep on the floor. And you have $22 to your name.
We heard that earlier. Yeah, I got
$22 in my wallet. That's all I own.
You think you're a big spender, Brian? Look at this. I'm pulling my wallet out. I got $2 I can rub together.
$2. That's not too bad.
In case of emergency.
What the fuck is the emergency gonna be?
Yeah. In case of emergency, you can't buy shit with $2.
I think you can't buy shit for $20, really. You need to get it out of a jam.
Yeah.
So I see
anyways, fine. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. Was it the. There's one time I remember. It was, I think, for Austin's birthday party or whatever. Like when we were younger.
Man, hanging out with Austin made you feel like shit, apparently.
No. We were young, six or seven, maybe. Like a group of his, school friends, some of his boys from like when he played baseball or whatever. And we were like young, seven, maybe. And I think we're going to go to pizza and then go see a movie. So it was like a handful of us. The moms were going to go. And then we were at Mountain Mike's, which is still there. It's still there. You know, up in Claremont, you know, Bay Park area. And, you know, we're doing pizza and they had the little arcade area and they had like this, like, I don't know, like turnstile, like coin deal where you like, you get like stickers and shit like that. And
yeah.
One of them was for like Baywatch. Like the like, you know, Pamela Anderson kind of deal.
Trying to fucking pull Pamela. Yeah.
And so all the kids were like, oh, let's get these. Da, 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 da. And the moms were like, oh my God, look at what the hell, look at what they got. They got all these. And then like Austin's mom's like, oh, we, no. And then she just gave them all to Austin. You guys can't have these. And she gave them to Drake. She didn't really like it. What, who cares?
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's God, terrible. And Train's made the joke on the on off the rails. It's like his mom would just give him and his brothers Playboys. It's like, oh, we got these sent to like my hair studio. You guys can have them. And then Train's like, as like yeah, a kid, Jesus. He starts reading them. It's like, oh, cool. I've learned to objectify women. Yes.
God damn, dude.
That's one thing I remember. I'm like, because I didn't buy any of them. I'm like, because I only had a limited amount of money. I'm like, I want to play video games. I want to play Turtles. And I'm like, they're buying all these stickers. And then she took them and just gave them to Austin. Anyways.
Yeah.
Girls.
She got them back.
Who are girls?
Ew.
Let's talk about Donatello and Power Rangers. For some reason, the pink one is my favorite. I just didn't get it. I was such a
This is like a Patreon episode we're getting into.
I know. Yeah,
we've been doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We gotta stop.
Yeah,
something's wrong with us.
I got a bunch of more of these dumbass questions. How about this? Do you ever pee in the shower?
All the time.
I think that's kind of a given. It's all pipes, baby.
Yeah, just aim at. Aim that shit straight down there.
Oh yeah, totally not at the wall.
Yeah.
Imagine going into your shower and peeing as high as possible.
Your shower, which was goddamn, the spot where water doesn't even get to.
Just your wife Christ. Comes in like, it smells like hell in here. What the fuck?
This was like a fucking. It was like a fucking locker room bathroom.
It smells like asparagus like a stadium. In here. What the fuck?
It was like a stadium bathroom. God damn! You ever been to like a sporting event? And you got to go to the pisser. God damn! The floor. To like public, like, who pissed right here?
Public bathrooms. People Boop. Just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but at a sporting event where it's like mostly dudes pissing,
they're just God trying damn. To like they're pushing out as much
pubic
piss
hair
as possible.
Everywhere. Oh yeah, everyone's like, I gotta make more room for Bud Light. That $20.
I gotta make sure I don't miss the next play.
Yeah, fucking forcing it out.
Yeah, you ever God force damn. Out a piss where you're like,
oh yeah,
your spray it just happens to go like I don't know what muscle yeah, I don't know what yeah. muscle I pushed, but my body knew to push it.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. I've done it where it's hurt before. You're like, what did I pull?
Yeah.
God damn. How do I stretch that?
Or like you hold a piss for so long.
How do I prepare for next time?
Hold a piss for so
feels
long.
Feels like a deflated balloon.
Exactly. Or yeah. you hold it for so long and then you finally let it go and you're like, I can't piss fast enough. So let this.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, like you go to start and it's like not coming out because your body's like, no, this is how it, like it sealed it up
yeah.
or something. I don't know how it happens. And then yeah. like it trickles out. You're like, and then it's just fucking floodgate.
Yeah.
Whatever muscle has been holding that thing is like, it's like a ragged old fucking, I don't know.
It's been holding it with two hands.
Anyways.
And then finally lets yeah, go.
Two hands. You picture. Oh, God. however your anatomy works, you
the
have
muscle.
Hands everywhere in your body that moves.
It's like a
you're
machine.
Like a fucking mech walking around.
It's like a Gundam. Your body.
Yeah, you ever had that where like your muscles are so hard, like let's see, you hold on to something, you go like release it, and you're like you can't like. You have to like slow. That's what I'm talking about. That muscle you never use, or
give
whatever
everything you got.
Pinches your bladder.
Yeah.
God.
Do you ever brush your teeth in the shower?
Let me. No, I don't. No, never.
Okay. Never brush my teeth.
Never brush my teeth in the shower. I was looking in the mirror when I brush.
Yeah, I
don't know why.
I used to brush my teeth in the shower because I had analog toothbrush. And I would just leave it on a bar of soap, and then I would go and come back.
Analog one?
Like, I wouldn't leave the bristles down, but it would just set on the bar. Because I'm like, yeah, so I got, like, a little area. And then I was like, and then I realized, I'm like, how fucked up that is. And then
yeah,
I got, well, you know.
That's soap. You know, soap isn't, people think soap is, like, disinfecting, even though, like, it's got to say it's disinfecting soap.
Yeah.
All soap does is it floats shit. Literally, it can float proteins and living things, but then it washes it away. It allows for water to do its job and wash the thing away. That's all it does. Unless there's something to disinfect. So you're putting your, whatever you, wherever you shoved that fucking bar of soap.
Exactly. It was gross. It's not a good move. That, you know. Yeah.
So I'm not happy about it.
I'm a changed man. But I shave in the shower. That's one thing. I exclusively...
Isn't that dangerous to do?
I don't know. Exclusively shave in the shower. I never actually, like...
Because you could slip and fall and slice your neck. You're using a straight razor in there?
He's like fucking katana. And just fucking cut.
Like a barbershop straight razor. And no.
I'm like
slip and fall.
Leonardo with my fucking katanas. I was like, you can slip, bro. But no, I mean, I only shave in the shower. I never shave like out of the shower. At least I would say in the past like 2 years for sure. It's my go-to move.
That's weird. So do you have a mirror that works in your shower or whatever?
Yes, I do.
Fog?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's like nice. OXO brand, not sponsored.
Touché.
So it's stuck to the wall there, and then I fill it up with hot water, and then when the steam goes, because the water in the mirror is hotter than the water that is around it or the environment, doesn't steam up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get to shave this
science.
Fucking, this fucking cool-ass goatee thing that I have. It's
you're like, wondering how I get this shit.
You want to see how I got this shit? It looks bad. I'm cutting it all up and cleaning it all up tomorrow. All right, give me a break here. But all right, that was
keep it. All right,
that was fun.
We love it.
We have more. I guess we could do more of these dirtbag jerk off questions.
Yeah,
another episode. Because I have like I said, I have 20 of them. So shout out to Are You Garbage. You know, shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Wanted to thank you for tuning in. And if you like the show, you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Tone Jerks. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. We have linked in the description for both of those, actually. So besides that, I'm trying to think. I'm like YouTube, subscribe over there. You know, we're actually getting more subscribers over there. We're posting the video podcasts, and eventually I'm going to do some videos and vlogs and demos over there. And then if you really like the show, I'm like, got it out. If I was like, I'm going to burp eventually, but we got it. Anyways, if you really like the show,
do it.
You can help support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. But if you double down for $2 a month, you get an extra episode every week. And you get a bonus episode. So it's not just like the main episode posted early or whatever. It's a totally different thing. And, you know, lately we've been a little off with, you know, scheduling episodes. And if we do miss a week on the main feed here, we don't miss it on Patreon. So because of that, we have more episodes of the Patreon than we do of the main. So you get a whole back catalog over there. So just for $2 a month, you know, you just support the show, but you get hours and hours of content over there. You know, and that's stuff behind the
paywall. You hear our sultry voices.
Yeah. Incriminating stuff for us, for Johnny, for all the guests that we've had on.
Anyone involved.
So if you want to cancel us, get on there on the Patreon for $2 a month.
that's where to go. You got to pay, though, to cancel it.
If you want a Shane Gillis, Kyle, you could go over there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't do that. But, you know, hey. But for the support, we wanted to give you all a huge shout-out, a sizable and all. Damn it. I kind of almost made it through that. If you want to
start over all the way.
Welcome to the Tone Jerks podcast. I mean, if all the way from the beginning, got him. just for the support, we'll give you a huge shout out, a sizable acknowledgement. Colin, you got a list over there?
I got it right here.
Why don't you give it to me?
This is the one thing I do on this show. Oh, God damn it, I do it.
I'll
well.
Start taking notes. Yeah, take your fucking them notes.
All right. Yeah. We got Andrew Walsh from Andrew's Alcove and Red 4, his synth project. You got Abe Newman, Michael Newman, Nicholas Payson, Nicholas Ogburn, Doug King, Doug Chris from 37FX, Masters of the Cinematic Universe, and also the Just Surprising podcast. We got Joe, the leader, the kingpin of the Like My Network. He's like Kingpin, though.
Oh,
Spider-Man? Is that what it is?
Marvel.
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel. Because he's in multiple things, right? Yeah. He's a bad guy, like, in a bunch of other... Is it? I don't know. Fuck it. I don't know. Anyways. He's a good guy, though.
He's like Billy Eilish.
He's a good guy.
The bad guy.
Yeah. I'm the good guy. Masters of the Cinematic Universe, also the Just Surprise Me podcast. We got Will Leahy from Just Surprise Me.
Oh, yeah.
Energy Weapon, Sharing Maps, our Chainsaw Cabal. Busy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Got a lot of kids, too, so really busy. Yeah. Tony DeGraw from Texas State Boggle Champs.
Yeah, busy.
RJ Smith from Teletalks. Actually, Joe, I think, has more kids than anyone I've ever seen. No, all time. He's got a lot of kids.
We like it when our boys get after it.
Hell yeah, brother.
Borther.
Yeah. We like it when our boys win. You know?
but it would be like for us, you and I never fuck because we have no kids. Which is actually in comparison to them, You're like, I do get after it though.
Sure. Yeah.
Check out my phone.
We are.
Check out my bookmarks.
Yeah, me and my phone, we get real busy.
Yeah.
Turn the lights down low. Get the mood right. Turn
Put on my candles phone. Just to beat it to hentai.
unlock the lock screen. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
We got RJ Smith from Televised Neon, Teletalks. we got Jamie Davis, Johnny Ray. Steve Rao from 60 Cycle Hum. Kevin E. Quits from E. Quits Guitars. Yeah, they're taking those notes.
I'm still
Co
taking
Co Schneider from the band Night Tides. Alvaro Viramontes. We got Brian Nutter of Nutter Guitars. Mel Chipson of Chipson Guitars. Sean Arbo from Gun Street Wiring Shop. Sean Fahey from the band Shadowhounds. Sean Wright from Lollygagger Effects and How to Fucking Totter on YouTube. We got Juan Ortiz from Tone Hungry Effects. We got Mike Oxbig. We got Denny Whacked It.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Hale. Eric Merrow from YouTube, Instagram, The Movie Podium Podcast. Another busy fuck right there.
Yeah.
Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop Podcast. Yeah, he called me a fuck.
What the fuck? He called
what
me
was the
fuck?
Context? He said I was a busy fuck.
What the fuck?
Scott Hamilton from the Effects Loop podcast. Matthew Fenslaw. Matthew Davis. Chase Stevens. And Pete from over there. And that is the list.
All right. So we got them all. So we just want to shout out everybody here. You know, here.
So, wait, hold on.
Big Owl Nation, shout out everybody. Everybody's just like, every time they listen to the podcast.
Is that
like,
we're changing the podcast name?
Yeah, Big Owl, Big Owl. And everybody's just starting to like lift me up on their shoulders. That's what I envision in my head every time we're done with the podcast. I was like thinking, I'm like, what am I going to, there should be something funny. There's probably something funnier. I could draw a penis. That would have been funny too.
Yeah.
Let's draw that.
Should draw a veiny motherfucker. Good bush at the bottom.
I draw a penis. It's just
all right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It's just a caricature of Kyle. Boom, got him. All right, we'll see you.
It's like a perfect drawing of me. All right, bye.